This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Prager University asked people to sign a petition protecting eagles that haven't hatched. Everyone signs that petition. PragerU then asked those same people to sign a petition protecting unborn babies. They refused. Do I need to tell you who the leftists are? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We have a hurricane watch every day, 5 days a week on this program. The hurricane is called Hurricane Leftist, and it doesn't matter what you call it. You could call it Dorian, you could call it Hugo, you could call it Sarah, you could call it Katrina. It doesn't matter. That hurricane is leftist. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, there's a hurricane every single day, 7 days a week, not 5 days a week. This show should go 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. As they say, 24/7. But brother got to take a break. Brother got to eat. Brother got to do bio. You know, go to the bathroom. Brother got to spend time with the chirrins. A little slap and tickle every now and then with mama-san. You get what I'm saying? Brother got to take a break. But understand, hurricanes ain't taking a break. Hurricanes are hitting the shores of conservatism day after day, year after year, moment after moment. The winds never boil down, never settle down. It is always flooding. And you can say, oh, I'm in the eye. You'll get a temporary respite every now and then. But guess what? Those winds are going to spin back up, and you're going to be in the midst fighting it, holding on. And, you know, like you know, those news people look when they're out there, you know, fighting against the wind. That's what you do every single day as a conservative. And the question that I ask you is, do you like it? Do you like battling the same stuff every single day, week after week, month after month, year after year, election cycle after election cycle? The craziness of leftism. You want some? I'll give you some. You want to know the hurricane right now is against guns. When was the last time the hurricane was against guns? Oh, that was the last time it was another mass shooting. When was the time before that? Oh, it was the time before the mass shooting. Let me explain something. It isn't mass shootings when you fight against the guns. The hurricane is always against guns for the left. They are after your guns. They got you cigarettes. If cigarette is a personal thing, you smoke it. The worst you could do with a cigarette is burn somebody, you know, poke them in the eye. If you got close enough, you would think a cigarette is an assault weapon. Do you realize they just, in some state, they just banned smokeless cigarettes? I had a clip on from, Adam Carolla talking about the incrementalism of leftism. They said, oh, you know, we need to have you smoke only in certain portions of the restaurant. Then they said, we need you to smoke outside of the restaurant. Then they said, no, we need you to smoke within certain feet of the restaurant. Then they said, no, you can't smoke at all in public. And now they're saying you can't even smoke in your own home. Can't smoke on airplane. For all intents and purposes, a cigarette was an assault weapon. I'm just giving you an example. So now it's the guns, right? And what was funny, smokers thought, well, you know, we can't smoke in the whole restaurant. They're just going to give us our side. Now you can't smoke anywhere. Can't smoke on a plane. Can't smoke in public. But look, I'm not a smoker. I don't have a dog in the fight. But what I will tell you is, it is an infringement upon your rights. Now, should we tell people don't smoke? I don't think you need to tell people that breathing smoke into your lungs is not good for your lungs. I think it's pretty much common sense. But then again, I do have a superpower of recognizing common sense issues. But I don't think the government should regulate it. Oh, well, it's bad for you. It's nicotine. It's addictive and all that. Well, then go. There's lots you can do to deal with that, but it isn't infringing upon the individual's right. Now, I know, sounding like a libertarian. Guns now under attack, right? San Francisco calls the NRA a terrorist organization. They won't label Antifa a group that goes out and beats the crap out of people. They won't label who makes hammers? I don't know who makes hammers. Like, does Snap-on make hammers? I don't know who makes them. But hammers kill more people than assault weapons. Are they going to outlaw hammers? No. I mean, there's dozens of things that kill more people, not even dozens, hundreds of things that kill more people than assault weapons. But do you believe the Democrats are going to make those people terrorist organizations? By the way, do they even know? I'm talking about leftists when I say they, the pronoun. Do they even know who makes up the NRA? Teachers, police, firefighters, lawyers, judges, janitors, stay-at-home mom, doctors, you, the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you make up the NRA. Which is when is a public interest group that doesn't make a bullet, they don't make a gun, they advocate for the rights of people, similar to the ACLU. When does that become a terrorist organization? Because last time I checked, the closer thing to a terrorist organization is the ACLU. And I'll tell you what is a terrorist organization. You want to know? The Democratic Party. They're struggling right now. California. Crazy, crazy place. The NRA is a terrorist organization, but Antifa, real terrorists, are not. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. As I said, we are giving you the hurricane update. So we'll do it. And I mean, it's fun to come up with these themes for my shows because they're so, it's easy to do. I mean, it really is. I hate to make it. It's a good show. I know that. People write to me and tell me. But I hate to make it sound too easy. But sometimes it is. Hurricane what? Hurricane Nancy? Hurricane Harry Reid? Hurricane Barack Obama? Hurricane James Comey? Hurricane Jim Clapper? Hurricane John Brennan? Hurricane Susan Rice? Hurricane Hillary Clinton? Hurricane Bill Clinton? Hurricane Epstein? Hurricane Weinstein? I mean, what do you want me to... I got hurricanes. We got hurricanes coming out the wazoo. We even got Hurricane Wazoo. California's crazy. They breed crazy. They then try to infect people with crazy. And so right now they pass the rule the citizens don't need to help the police. Citizens don't need to help the police. It was on the law. I mean, don't you think it's a good idea that you put on the law books that if a policeman asks you for help, you need to give it? I mean, unless you got a walker, you're 85 years old or something, but police says, hey, can you come hold it? You don't. Here's what's funny. Let me give you some common sense. You don't even need to tell the average conservative that if a cop is struggling with a perp, to go help the cop. It's natural. You'll just go do it. But no, California says, no obligation to do it. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't think you should get fined, but I do believe you need to be able to help. That's the wacky world of the hurricanes of the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We have an audio of Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, getting heckled. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, and I want you to hear this before I talk a little bit more about what's going on in California, particularly with these police, because the police are under fire as a byproduct of the Barack Obama era. If I were a cop, I'm telling you right now, I'd be rogue. I'd be a rogue cop. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to KJRadio.com. But let me tell you something. All these hurricanes that the leftists are bringing up, bad news is coming for them. Bad news, because we are a bigger storm. The conservative movement is a bigger storm. I will prove that to you today, as I do every day, each and every day. Anyway, here's him getting heckled. Sadiq, the con man, getting heckled.
Hey,
That's the British citizens telling Sadiq Khan what they really think about him. Forget the media. Media wants you to believe that guys like Khan and Macron and Trudeau, they are hated in their communities. Most of these people, you will not get reelected. Most of them won't. You see, look, if you were following politics of the world, let me tell you what you would note. You'd note the influence of Donald Trump, which is in effect the influence of you as a conservative. That's what you would notice. And I'm going to prove to you, as I do each and every day, that the leftists are losing ground. And they're losing ground because they've lost sanity. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill that permits adults to refuse to help a police officer who needs help making an arrest. The bill is called SB 192, sponsored by Bob Hertzberg, a Democrat out of Los Angeles. And it was written to repeal the California Posse Comitatus Act of 1872. Hertzberg called the old bill a vestige of a bygone era, forces citizens into what he could describe an untenable moral dilemma. A moral dilemma. Do I help the police arrest someone who would potentially be a public menace? A moral dilemma. The bill states existing law makes an able-bodied person 18 years of age or older who neglects or refuses to join the, quote, posse comitatus or power of the county by neglecting or refusing to aid and assist as described, as described in making an arrest, retaking into custody a person who has escaped from arrest or imprisonment, or preventing a breach of the peace or the commission of any criminal offense after being lawfully required by a uniformed police officer or a judge guilty of a misdemeanor, blah, blah, blah. Now, again, I think it's common sense to just say, you do what you can to help the police. But we don't have, in California, they're saying, look, should you be fined for doing it? I don't know what the penalty should be, but there should be something that says you must protect the public good. It would be like saying, you know, if you see someone committing a crime, and the police find out that you know something about it, you can be prosecuted for that because you didn't say something, or it's called aiding and abetting. But no, you can't do that. That California throws the rules out because the dilemma for them, if you help a cop, you could be perceived as a bad individual. It would be bad for you if you help the police. So we can't have you help the police. It might be perceived as, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Inhumane, or I don't know. Because police beat up black people, kill black folks, whatever, whatever. Folks, this is the level of insanity that we've gotten to. They said there are situations in which a police officer may look to a private person for assistance in matters of an emergency or risk to the public safety, and we are unconvinced that this statute should be repealed. This is what the sheriff's people in California, the law officers said, why would you repeal something where we may need help? Well, let me tell you why. Because they don't care about your safety. Let's be clear. Democrats want cops gone. They want lawlessness. What's funny is when you think about it, they go, well, you get to get rid of the guns. Why do you have your guns? We got police. But meanwhile, simultaneously, they demoralize police. They don't want people to take policing as a career. And bada bing, bada boom, you know, they want to get rid of them. They want it to be such that a cop says, well, why would I do this? If I protect myself, I could end up in prison. I'm always accused of being anti-black, anti-this, anti-that. Why would I want to be a cop? So Democrats work things on all fronts. And here's the reason why. They seem to take on any cause except what really matters. But I'm not surprised, because Democrats don't want to shine the spotlight on the problems that they create. See, Democrats create the problems that need policing. Then they tell you that the police are the problem. They create a problem, an ecosystem where black folks can die easily in their own neighborhoods because Democrats have put them in, quote, black neighborhoods. Then they say, hey, police, you need to increase your presence in these high crime black neighborhoods. And the police say, okay, commissioner, I'll do it. And they go do it. And then the Democrats say, well, look at the number of statistics that we have about black folks committing crimes. And so the police say, well, it's not our fault. You want us to increase our presence? We increase our presence. We see more illegal activities, etc. Well, that's not fair to black people to have it look as if there's lots of illegal activities for black people. Are you anti-black police? And the police go, no. No, you get what I'm saying? They create a rock and a hard place that police cannot respond to. You can't fight back against the lunacy of leftism. But what is it that the Democrats don't want to solve? They don't want to solve that 38% of black kids are living in poverty. They don't want to solve the problem that over 70% of black children don't have a father. They don't want to solve the problem that three times the rate of the national average, black kids get aborted. They don't want to solve the problem that almost 40% of blacks have some sort of government assistance. They don't want to solve the problem that Democrats have failed America, and more specifically, they have failed black America. So what do? They tell you it's a gun problem. They tell you it's a police problem. They tell you it's a Donald Trump problem. It's a conservative problem. Let me tell you, nobody in the mix is part of the problem except the person telling you who's part of the problem, and that would be the Democrats. This is what we deal with. And our group tries to end this insanity in a multitude of ways. And I hope that you continue to listen to the program. Spread the word about it. Spread the word about Kevin Jackson. Because we're trying to solve the problems.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Security Advisor John Bolton is out at the Capitol. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the personal relationship between President Trump and the National Security Advisor is important.
The view that there's some public discussions about Bolton being on the other side of meeting with the Taliban probably was a bridge too far.
The president announced the ouster in a tweet. The president also noted that he disagreed strongly with many of Bolton's suggestions. North Carolina voters are heading to the polls in a special election seen as a bellwether for the 2020 elections. President Trump was in Fayetteville, North Carolina, drumming up support for Republican Dan Bishop, who says,
"The last thing he needs is for the 9th District to send him another Nancy Pelosi clone."
Dan McCready, the Democrat, is trying to position himself as a moderate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In Dave Chappelle's Netflix series called Sticks and Stones, or I don't know if it's a series or if they negotiated with him to do like multiple shows, but he did a comedy show called Sticks and Stones, and he ripped the Band-Aid off of leftism. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, and here's what's funny. And I said this before, maybe when we talked a little bit about it earlier last week, I said Dave Chappelle did a bit on Jussie Smollett that effectively I'd already done. The only thing was he called him Juicy Smoulier. And we're going to play from that clip. Dave Chappelle delivers full frontal comedy. He tackles leftist taboos that have been built over the last decade. And I'm going to tell you something. I say this in all humility, we do the same thing here. And when I go back out on tour, and we're planning that soon, I'm just going to have to work with radio stations and all that. The only reason why I haven't gone is I don't know the size of my audience anymore because I'm not on Fox. But if we get 400 or 500 people in a theater, you know, or at a club, I'm going to come. I'll do an hour and a half of politics that's turned to comedy. I just talked about California not wanting to punish disruptive kids. California not wanting people to help the cops. California who says it's a misdemeanor up to you stealing like $950 from a store. California who rewards miscreants with vacations to Hollywood. California who exports its homeless into other places with one-way tickets. California that says it's okay to infect somebody with HIV because we don't want to stigmatize these people that have, you know, strange and weird freaky sex. And I could go on. That's only the beginning. California is crazy. So what do you want me to talk about? You want me to talk about the dumbing down of blacks, the stupidity of the feminist movement, the stupidity of the LGBTQ movement, which is what Chappelle talks about? It's stuff I talk about every day. But I got to tell you, he delivered some funny stuff. He discussed the LGBT fraud and hoaxer, Jussie Smollett, as a Frenchman that Dave Chappelle called Juicy Smoulier. And I want you to hear a clip from that. By now, I'm sure you've heard it. But I want you to hear this clip. So then we're going to go into some detail because Dave Chappelle came under attack after this. The left attacked this dude. I'll go on. I'll tell you more about it in a bit. I'll give you my opinion of the show. But here's a couple minute clip from Dave Chappelle talking about Smollett.
Afraid of being attacked happens the best. Don't ever forget what happened to that French actor. You know what I'm talking about? Juicy Smoulier is a very French, very famous French actor. Y'all never heard of Juicy Smoulier? Juicy Smoulier is he became famous on a show called Empire. One night, he was in Chicago late at night and was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack. You see, Juicy Smouillet is gay and he is black, not just French. Oh, it was a crazy story. Apparently, when he was walking down the street late at night, two white men came out of the shadows with MAGA hats on, beat him up, tied a rope around his neck, called him all kinds of and put some bleach on him and ran off into the night. International news. And everybody was furious, especially in Hollywood. It's all over everybody's Twitter feed and Instagram page. Justice for Juicy and all this. The whole country was up in arms. Just talking about it all the time on the news. And for some reason, African Americans, we were like oddly quiet. We were so quiet that the gay community started accusing African American community of being homophobic for not supporting him. What they didn't understand is that we were supporting him with our silence. Because we understood that this was clearly lying.
I gotta tell you, that is biting, funny humor. And I love the part where he says, African Americans, we were oddly quiet. Oddly quiet. It was funny because when I covered it at the time, I said, black folks already knew the deal from the beginning. Chappelle goes on to say, because we knew that N-word was lying. Yes, indeed we did. By the way, same thing we knew of Michael Brown Jr. Same thing we know of almost every beefed up story that gets created. We know them Negroes is lying, but we still do what we do. Yep, lying through his teeth. In my opinion, Sticks and Stones, if you get a chance to see it, I saw it on the plane. I saw it on the plane, but it was on my Netflix. I downloaded it because I needed some stuff when I was flying back from Costa Rica with Melissa. But Sticks and Stones is an amazing piece of work. It's not his best work, Chappelle's best work, but it's really good. And for the most part, the comedy bits that he does in there would be sketches in his former comedy show that was called The Chappelle Show. And people that watched that show considered it comedic genius. It had a very short run, like 2 seasons maybe. Chappelle deals with the Me Too movement, abortion, and other issues. He deals with them, though, as a pragmatist. He challenges both sides of the argument to really look at these issues, to think of these issues from an interesting point of view. And that is the genius of that type of comedy. And I'm going to tell you, people don't know who I am to the degree of a David Chappelle, certainly. But I'll tell you this. We deliver that same kind of genius. Go back and read some of the articles I wrote about Smollett or what I wrote about Ferguson. In the comedy, if you've seen me do my shtick when I'm speaking at Western Conservative Summit or whatever, when I'm attacking feminism or I'm attacking, you know, white privilege and all these other things, it is the same level of wit. And I'm not trying to put myself in. I'm beyond, I'm as good as Dave Chappelle. If I was as good as Dave Chappelle, I'd go do what Dave Chappelle is doing and I'd prove it to you. But my intellect on the subject is as good as Dave Chappelle. I just choose to deliver it in a different way. Genius. Confronting social taboos with the deft hands of a skilled comedic surgeon is what Chappelle is doing. And for the record, for those naysayers going, oh, Kevin's out there talking big about himself, don't underestimate what I'm capable of doing if I decide to go that route. I'm spending time educating you guys, doing this stuff that I'm doing, building Seeking Educational Excellence, building Tea Party Community, frankly, sacrificing from some of the things I want to do. I'm talking to an agent right now to get me back on the road. We'll see what happens. I'm talking to people about doing a TV show. I just want you to understand, I have options. Leftists have revolted against Chappelle for revealing, rather, too many truths about their character and his performance. So here's what Salon said. Salon took offense of Chappelle's depiction of the LGBT community, calling them the alphabet people and other special interest groups. So they said, then there's the easily offended alphabet people, his shorthand for the LGBT community, particularly, as he says, the confusing T's. They continued, the Me Too movement, organizers of school shooting drills, they've all gotten out of hand and need to be taken down a peg. Chappelle even takes a moment to stereotypically mimic Asians, which he diffuses later on by reminding the audience that his wife is Asian. The entirety of Sticks and Stones is structured around such logic. By signaling to those who are true believers in his genius and that it's all just a joke, only words, that earns his ability to, quote, punch down, as the parlance goes. So they're saying, oh, it's Dave Chappelle's deal is, it's just jokes. Let me tell you, Bill Maher does that. It's just jokes. Until he doesn't want it to be a joke. They're mad at a dude who's taking the world in from his own perception, his own ideas, is the creativity that has labeled him, rightfully so, a comedic genius. They're mad at him for pointing out the fallacies of leftism, because that's what he's doing. There's a quote where Dave Chappelle says, look, give Trump a chance. I've seen him criticize Trump, and that's okay. Obviously, I don't know how I get Trump in there. I've seen him criticize Trump from time to time, and I'm fine. Criticize Trump. But there's much that you cannot criticize Trump on, and Chappelle gets it. Many other leftists are also starting to get it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years,
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. Talking about Dave Chappelle's show. It's called Sticks and Stones. And Chappelle delivers comic genius. Not his best work, but up there with it, I'll tell you that. There's hardly a leftist thing that doesn't go untouched. And what's funny is I've been telling people for a long time, David Chappelle is a pragmatist. He may be embarrassed to call himself a conservative. If he doesn't have the ball to do that, so be it. I mean, it takes a big pair, like the size of Alaska, like mine, in order for you to really understand what it takes to tell somebody I am a conservative, period. I don't have a problem with it. But I want you to understand why Dave titled this thing Sticks and Stones. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, right? But guess what? We live in a community now, a world community, where words hurt. Chappelle correctly targeted the LGBT community in his shtick, and it struck a nerve. He targeted the anti-gun crowd and the overreactors to shootings, and that really struck a chord. They got mad at him for bringing up his Asian wife. But she indeed gives him comedic permission to target the Asians, which, by the way, was a very minor part of his routine. But even what they call stereotypically mimicking Asians set off the snowflake crowd at Salon. Earlier in Dave Chappelle's set, he discussed the accusations against Michael Jackson, and Chappelle contextualized the charges by accusing Holly weirdos of being the real criminals. But he goes on to rationalize being molested by Michael Jackson and what defines his ability to find the laugh, and here's what Salon wrote. And perhaps he doesn't really mean it when he says, even if Michael Jackson molested children, I mean, with a long pause, he says, it's Michael Jackson. He says, I know more than half the people in this room have been molested in their lives. But it wasn't no G.D. Michael Jackson, was it? And he goes on to say something. This kid had his blanked by the King of Pop. He says, all we get is awkward Thanksgivings for the rest of our lives. That last line was absolute comic genius. Comic genius. Now, it's a touchy subject, molestation. But has it not happened? It's comedians are, that's our job, is to make fun of the craziness of life so that you learn how to deal with it and you don't go crazy. But you know what the left wants you to do? They want you to go stone crazy. Don't talk about it. Don't laugh about it. Don't figure out any way to rationalize things in your own head. But Dave Chappelle is right. Because let me tell you something. The kids, if they were molested by Michael Jackson, don't tell me the parents didn't know. Don't tell me that everybody involved, Hollywood loves that. Do you think Michael Jackson would, whether he did or he didn't, are people being molested in Hollywood? Kids? Ask Corey Feldman. Yes, they are. Do you think the parents know? Do you think Hollywood knows? Do you think women are being taken advantage of in Hollywood by the Harvey Weinsteins? Yeah. Do you think that other women know? Yeah. Do you think Hollywood knows? Of course they do. Dave Chappelle is pointing out the hypocrisies and the ironies that these people want to gloss over, and now they're mad at him. They're mad at him. A blogger at the Daily Cal wrote this of Chappelle's performance. He says, but Chappelle is not unique in taking this path. Instead, he turned increasingly confrontational outrage comedy. His turn towards increasingly confrontational outrage comedy is merely evidence of a common mindset that has corrupted comedy and much of the American discourse in general. Progressive cultural criticism is somehow an existential threat. For artists who cling to this belief, inciting this liberal rage has turned into a game, and therefore offensiveness, calculated or not, is the inevitable game plan. Progressive cultural criticism. And he talks about corrupted comedy. Corrupted comedy, the ability to laugh at things, is what keeps you sane. But he calls Chappelle's interpretation of the world corrupted. Because guess what? This writer, an obscure guy that writes for Daily Cal, Dale Cal or whatever, he knows more about Dave Chappelle and his life and life in general than this stupid black guy, right? People admit only a decade ago, this guy in particular, that Chappelle's shtick in Sticks and Stones would have found its way into the Chappelle Show. And here's what he wrote. As a widely viewed A-list talent, Chappelle has become sort of a leading figure in comedy's fight for so-called free speech. After a prolonged silence from television, Chappelle returned to release 5 stand-up specials for Netflix starting in 2017, a deal that has brought him widespread attention and critical acclaim. It's now difficult to point to a bigger name in stand-up comedy, but along with that fame comes a level of scrutiny that just decades ago wouldn't have manifested in the friendly confines of Comedy Central Chappelle Show. What Chappelle did in the Chappelle Show, Sticks and Stones epitomizes free speech. That's what it epitomizes. He knows that that is the shtick that Chappelle would put in his shows. But he's saying it's old. It's a decade old. How could he still be doing comedy that way? Well, let me tell you how he could still be doing comedy that way. Because he still has common sense. He still sees the world through the view, through the prism of Dave Chappelle. The same way, by the way, I will admit Dave Chappelle certainly had some concepts and some funny lines that I didn't come up with. But I have some he doesn't come up with, but I'll tell you, we are on the same path. We are tracking. We're doing the Vulcan mind meld when it comes to the stuff that he's talking about. I've more than criticized the feminist movement that knows that these women go to Hollywood and jack themselves up. Say, come on, Harvey, give it all you got, baby, and then get mad when their careers end. Then they look for somebody to blame. You know who enables them? Other women on Harvey's staff. They're the setup women. You know who else knows about it? Every woman who's attempted to be involved with Hollywood. Every one of them. But they pretend that they need a Me Too movement. Anyway, the point of it is this. Everything Chappelle did that he's now doing on this Netflix deal that he got would have been on the Chappelle show. I hope the dude got hundreds of millions of dollars to do it because he's already getting, I mean, he's getting some amazing reviews on this one. The one I saw before was just okay. This one to me was one of the best. And to be honest with you, it so makes me want to get on the road and start doing comedy and doing another tour. Just haven't had the time. Anyway, free speech is what they're saying Chappelle is epitomizing. He's bringing out free speech again. But they declared that he was 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Nobody liked the set. And I beg to differ. I went to the YouTube channel, and there were over 6 million people. At the time that I did it, it's probably more than that now. It's probably 20. But anyway, it was 6.3 million people had seen that Netflix piece of the set. And 180,000 people liked it, and less than 4,000 didn't. Now, I don't know if you want to do the math on that, but that's pretty impressive. 180,000 people loved the bit that I played about Jussie Smollett. And what may be the least critical of the commentary on Sticks and Stones, NBC described what others wrote. They said, Chappelle's show is an iconic cultural milestone, recognized for its brave and perceptive commentary. This latest special has not been received so kindly. The Atlantic calls it a temper tantrum. The Roots says it's lazy. The Ringer says it's predictable. Vice urges its readers to skip it altogether. This echoes the sentiment of a New York Times columnist from last month critiquing a similar Chappelle comedy set, which declares his jokes are, quote, getting old. But did Chappelle change or did we? See, these leftist rags don't like that the biting comedy of Dave Chappelle is now being aimed at them. But NBC recognized the Chappelle show for what it was, so I'm going to give them credit. They said this, Chappelle, from his celebrated short-lived comedy show to his recent run of comedy specials, is a birdshot sniper. He doesn't go for the kill. He doesn't need to. He is a genius who leaves you just uncomfortable enough, laughing while you squirm. The problem now with Dave Chappelle is he is a birdshot sniper in a buckshot society. I don't know if that's a problem for Dave. I think Dave Chappelle will prove out that people's common sense and their sensibilities do not change even in the face of the hard charge of leftism. Dave Chappelle warns the left in Sticks and Stones. Words will never hurt him. Many comedians, Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, it doesn't do any good to go to college campuses anymore because healers are so upset, there's snowflakes. And Chris Rock says essentially the same thing. But Dave Chappelle says, you know what? Sticks and stones. I don't care what you think. You know anybody else like that? You know anybody else who stands on principle and says, I don't give a crap what you think about the feminist movement and the lying skanks of Justice Kavanaugh? I'll tell you this. That's what they are. They're lying skanks. I tend to know somebody that has that type of a view. Maybe you'll see more of them in the future.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.